Hello, you're listening to Cultures of Community with Rachel Chong. The theme of today's show, life hacks. The term life hacking comes from the blogosphere, internet culture, and is basically bringing the idea of hacking, something that's typically done in the context of programming, and applying it to real life. It's finding a clever alternative or workaround solution to what seems to be a sticky situation. Today on the show, we're going to highlight interesting workaround tricks from communities around the world that are solving nitty-gritty implementation problems in creative ways. Welcome to Orcabessa Fish Sanctuary in St. Mary Parish on Jamaica's northeast coast. In 2010, this was established as a no-fishing zone, and it is managed by a private community organization, Orcabessa Foundation, and the local Fishermen's Cooperative. Around the coast of Jamaica, communities of fishers are doing just this, coming together to establish no-fishing zones called fish sanctuaries. By agreeing to ban fishing in certain areas, marine ecosystems are allowed to recover from severe overfishing. Sustaining fish populations in the bay is something many fishers can agree to, but not all. One of the clearest divides in the Jamaican independent fishing community seems to be between the boat fishers and the spear fishers. Here is one spear fisherman's perspective on the fish sanctuary.
Easier to them to say, yes man, sanitary is good, but the guy that fishing in a small rowboat, they will tell you that it's hard for them.
And yet the participation of fishers in these non-fishing zones is essential. In Orcabessa, John Gossey of the Orcabessa Foundation and David Murray, the president of the St. Mary's Fishermen's Cooperative, have found a life hack to involve these spear fishers in the work. By making sure spear fishers are represented among the number of fishers who work as wardens to patrol the bay, the fish sanctuary engages an often marginalized community that depends the most on the reef ecosystem. On Cultures of Community, we tend to talk a lot about local organizations that are engaging communities around them with creative initiatives and projects. But no matter how well-planned or envisioned an initiative might be, interpersonal dramas and the conflicts that arise in the midst of conflicting interests on the ground can end up being the demise of a good idea, and sometimes even the seemingly perfect solution of a life hack.